Nick, first thing I want to say is it's been an honor to be in this group with you. Just in a short time, what a connection I feel with you. Just because of your willingness to be vulnerable and transparent, and that is courageous, and that's one of the qualities that I see that really stands out to me is courage. I also see a connection between your assignment in the firefighter lifesaver role. I see a connection with that and a desire for life and restoring life to families, you know, yours and others. I saw three. I saw three other themes as we were looking at your pictures. There were like groups of pictures that took me to the same place, and that kind of revealed to me the motivation of your heart. And the number one was love of wife and family. The number two was compelling to work to save lives. And then the third one was the desire for solitude and comfort and time alone with God. A strength that I believe you have is also kind of selflessness. I just look at all you bring. I mean, you bring to the community as a fireman, a lifesaver, but then also the ability to, you know, to come and to start up businesses in the meantime while you're doing that job. Plus, while all of this turmoil, a lot of that turmoil was going on at the same time. And then the love through that whole time, even with the family turmoil and situations that were going on, there was this, I could just feel it, the love that you had, even when relationships didn't work out. You still loved all these people. I also recognized a significant person that really brought stability in your life that other people in your family didn't have, that you lost, as your grandmother. And that was a significant event for you. Another thing, this kind of through your picture exercise with the hand up and those primary pictures were kind of the message I felt like was, help me, I'm wide open, I'm running wide open here. I need to slow down. I want more time with the important people in my life and time for alone time with God. What I think is in the near future for you, I think it's in the, God's in the process of revealing to you right now, is how to continue to offer your glory in your business, but also balance that with time with Him and your family. I can see favor coming your way to provide that in ways that you can't even understand, that we couldn't even describe right now. That God is going to just bless you in your business, your efforts, as you put your glory out there for the world to see and for the world to be blessed by. But at the same time, some miraculous way, you're going to see that I've got more time with my family. I've got more time to enjoy them and for me to speak life into them. And I think another important part that God will provide for you is that you that they will see it, that they'll feel it, that they'll recognize it, and that they'll acknowledge it. And God will say, see, here's what I can do. So, but I, it's an honor, absolute honor, to have been here to hear your story. Thank you. I appreciate you. Love you.
Love you too. Thank you.